out of last season, the one thing that I understood is that, you know, if I want to have a great year, I have to start off right and humble myself and understand that go out there in humility, but also be aggressive. You know, without those other 10 guys out there on the field blocking for me, you know, I wouldn't have did it. I tell those guys all the time, even in practice, I'm bringing them out. I don't care. You don't make plays sitting on the sideline. You know, I never want to leave the field with a what-if factor. That's one thing that we're trying to do this year, with a what-if factor. We're going to have an aggressive mentality this year, but we're going to take calculated risks. I understood, you know, the danger in taking it out that far. You know, one little false move in that, you know, I could have been the zero. But I ended up being the hero, but I want to bring those other 10 guys with me and the coach, special teams coach, and everybody, man. We all did a great job. I didn't know at first. They told me afterwards, and, you know, I'm very proud of that it was the record. Like I said, records are meant to be broken. You know, if I hadn't took it out, we would have never thought about it. Thought about that record, but we ended up taking it out. My lead guy, Willie, he's always out there for me, man. And, you know, we had some key blocks in the return. And like I said, the most important thing was that everybody continued to play the game. Nobody turned around and looked at me to see what I was doing. They saw those guys running down the field, so they made their blocks.
How long was the thought process going through your mind when you realized going, each of you more yards?
Anytime, well, initially, before I even catch the ball, I tell myself, don't let your teammates down, make the catch, and let's get it upfield. The main thing that I was doing as I was moving upfield is just keep moving forward. And then, you know, it's a sense of, you can ask any running back or a returner or whatever, when you start going it, you can feel it. You know, just like a quarterback feels pressure, you can feel it opening up more and more. And, you know, you just want to head for that end zone, man. That's when you want to really turn it on. I always say try to find that sixth, seventh gear, you know, the gears that don't even make.
You took a hit about the 20, and then nobody was.
Yeah, you know, I'm not gonna lie. I looked up at the screen. You know, I looked up at the screen last year also. I think when you know you're out of danger and you got some guys behind you blocking, and you think you're out there far enough, you know, ain't nothing wrong with a little showtime.
At what point did you know you had it?
I think, once you get to, like you said, about the 20, you know, you just see everybody screaming for you, and you feel the right guys pushing you in your back. Ain't nobody really hunting you down. Like I said, it's a feeling. Just like a quarterback knows that he's not getting pressured or he is getting pressured. I didn't feel any pressure, and then, like I said, I had the big screen helping me, so I said, it's showtime. Let's go.
So you're running down the field looking at the screen?
When I got to about the 25, I looked up at the screen. I took a peek. I didn't keep staring at it. Yeah, I didn't do that. I took a peek at the screen, and then I kept running. That was the main thing. And then, you don't want to overdo it and run so hard to pull a hamstring. But, you know, you look at any track runner, the fastest runners are the most fluent runners. Just keep your form, keep running, and let's all celebrate.
What did you see when you got the ball that needed a calculated
risk? It's a calculated because I knew I was running backwards and the ball was continuing to float. So, I told myself I didn't even think about kneeling that ball. I said, we're taking them all out. Like I said, I'm out there for a reason. They pay me to make plays. They pay me to do a job. You know, they don't pay me to take knees. This isn't college. This isn't high school. We're in the NFL. We're professionals. They pay me to return the ball. They pay those guys in front of me to block. Why not give them something to celebrate, to enjoy?
Set up the next series.
No, I didn't come back out the next series. It was a great moment. And there, you know, where you have to kind of get your composure again, humble yourself with such a great play. You know, you go out there a little cocky, something ends up happening. You're a little tired, you know, up in the box. The Jets would have known that, and they would have started coming at me. I think, like I said, we did a great job all day as a whole, as a team, of keeping it together and understanding what they were trying to do. So they gave me a break.
You got San Diego next, a team that you know all about, and they know all about you, and you know they want a piece of you guys.
Yeah, like I said, we haven't been waiting for it all season, but we know it's here. We took care of week one. Now it's time for week two. What is week two? The San Diego Chargers. So now we have to go out. We have to prepare for them the right way, just like we did for these Jets. Obviously, we don't have all summer, all winter to prepare for them. We have a week. But, you know, the main thing we need to focus on, whatever the game plan is, make sure we execute it. Like I said today, anybody who executed the game plan well was going to win. Obviously, we executed our game plan better than the Jets did. We need to do the same thing for the Chargers.
What were your thoughts as you watched that offense before today?
Great job. You know, I'm pretty sure as the media was watching training camp, you know, you guys had your doubts. You know, you weren't seeing everybody out there. Where is Moss? How come Moss isn't out here? I want to see him go deep. You know, well, he's here now. You know, like I said, it doesn't matter what you've done up to this point. But I always tell the guys, bottom line is make plays. That's what our offense did today. That's what our defense did today. That's what our special teams did today. It was a whole victory.
Glad you don't have to cover them?
Glad I don't have to cover him anymore. You know, we're in practice. We take it a little easier in practice, man. But like I said, he makes us better and we make him better. Understanding that he's a bigger guy, we always have difficulty trying to jump up, knock the ball down from him, things like that. But it makes you a better player. So when we get to the real games, you know, it's second nature to us, man. He's a great player, great player. He's not washed up either.
No, I love the defense today.
The main focus we wanted to do on defense is understand that what type of team are the Jets. You know, they're nickel and diming you all the time, and then they hit you over here with a big play. We wanted to eliminate the big plays. You know, we're always talking about how, you know, we always would get out in front of the Jets, or, you know, it's a close game, and then all of a sudden they make a big play, and that's how they really stay in the games, by making big plays. Eliminate the big plays. If they run a comeback and they make the catch, so what? Let's line up again. They make a touchdown. Let's make them drive. Let's make them earn it. That's what we did today. We made them earn it. And meanwhile, the clock kept running, and then our offense did a great job of keeping the clock running on this side of the ball.
I know us, the kick returners, have rules drilled into their head.
No rules. No rules for me.
Did someone give you the green light? Did you ever get the green light to take that?
Brad always tells me, that's a special thing, because he always tells me, be smart back there. I say, Brad, we're taking it out. I don't. The rules are out the window, baby. I tell those guys, you know, we draw up schemes every week, and, you know, and the schemes work. But the main thing I tell those guys right before we go out, just get in the way. But don't you be the one in the way. Get in the way of the guys that are trying to get me. It's hard enough trying to move around, you know, the guys that are trying to stop me. Now I'm trying to move around my players and them. You know, I just tell them, don't look back at me. Anytime the ball's coming out, I don't care where the ball is, the ball's coming out, because like I said, we're here to make plays.
What was the last time you kneeled on
kickoff? Last time I kneeled on a kickoff was the Denver game 2 years ago. Up there, it wasn't a playoff game, but it was a Denver game, and I was so upset at myself because I did kneel the ball. You know, I let somebody tell me to kneel it, and I hate that, you know, because this isn't college and this isn't high school. You know, we're here to make plays. Let's make them.
Thanks.